Hey there. My name is Pastor Darren Mdluli from the House of All Nations Christian Gathering in Schoemansdal. And I just want to, before we even dive into everything, just take a moment to wish you a merry, merry, merry Christmas. And even as you unwrap your gifts and do everything today, I want you to also just remember to acknowledge God and thank Him that you even woke up today. For it is by His grace and His mercy that you have seen yet another day. And Merry Christmas. Now, we're still on the God who speaks. And today, I want to start off with a little piece in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 12. Now, the Bible tells us in this passage that, and I'm paraphrasing it, but He tells us that God was not in the wind and God was not in the fire. And in this passage, we see Elijah that had fled into a cave, and while he's in the cave, God speaks to him. But there's so many other dramatic things that happen. Remember, I mentioned that the enemy will often use loudness and dramatic tactics to get us to feel manipulated into action. And now this is also now the key scripture that tells us the difference between the enemy and God, because the Bible says that God was not in the wind and God was not in the fire. Those were all dramatic, and somebody would have expected and thought, yo, this is God. But actually, then the Bible tells us that then there was a small, gentle whisper, and this was God. God whispers because He is close. I don't know, I might sound like a broken record as I repeat this, but I want to just drive my point home so that you understand that God is not in the business of manipulating you to do things. He's in the business of relationship. The whole reason He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone will open the door, I will come in. And I will dine with them, and they will be my friend, and I will be theirs." Now, this doesn't sound to me like a God that wants to just use you or use your skills or use your talents. This sounds to me like a God that is interested in having a relationship with you. Hey there, my name is Pastor Darren Mdluli from the House of All Nations Christian Gathering, and we are still chatting about the God who speaks. Now, I wanted to just share something because I can almost hear some of the hearts and some of the minds going, look, I tried the prayer that you led me to, and it's day two or day three or day four that I've tried it now, and I'm still not hearing anything. And I wanted to just share something with you. And this also comes from personal journey and personal experience. You see, a lot of the time, and I know I've done this before, and I know that you're sitting there and are probably going to relate with this. Have you ever gone into the Word and really, really wanted to hear God speak? And so you picked up the Bible, and when you picked up the Bible, you prayed and then opened it in a random place in the Bible, and then you read the scripture, and maybe the scripture was talking about forgiveness. And you're like, God, that's not what I'm trying to hear today. I'm actually wanting to hear from you on this particular subject in my life. Now, I want to bring it to you that God does not always answer what you are wanting to hear or how you are wanting Him to respond. Oftentimes, God knows exactly what it is that you need in that point in time. For you, you might be thinking that you're needing that new job. You might be thinking that you're wanting to get confirmation on that relationship you're about to step into. You know, you might be praying for a financial breakthrough or whatever, and you randomly open your Bible, and God leads you to land on a scripture that speaks to a part that is a thorn in your life. Come on, am I speaking to somebody? And you not wanting to hear that in that moment, but God knows exactly that if you moved in obedience, that would grow you into what you are praying for. Because here's something I want to put to you. your sensitivity to the voice of God or how God speaks grows through obedience. Small obedience brings clarity. So even when you open the Bible in that random place that you were not looking for, I want you to be obedient to what God is telling you. And often being obedient in those small things that you were not really looking for will lead you into a clearer understanding of the nature and the character of God. Hi there. My name is Pastor Darren Mdluli from the House of All Nations Christian Gathering that is in Schoemansdal. And we are chatting about the God who speaks and breaking the misconception and misunderstanding that God only speaks to a certain group of people or only speaks to the pastors, evangelists, prophets, and the people that are holding high seats in the church. And I've come to tell you that God speaks to those who belong to him. The Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice." But we've also established that in order for us to hear the voice of God, we also need to find time to be still. And not drive by stillness where you sit still just for 2 minutes and then rush off to go do everything else that's on your list, but actually intentionally coming to sit and listen to God, because there is a difference between hearing and listening. Hearing is just you taking in the information, but listening is you intentionally hearing, but also giving yourself enough time to understand what you have heard. Now, I want to bring your attention to one other way that God often speaks. And sometimes you actually might have even had this experience, but never thought that God was speaking. Because often we hear things like, "My one heart was telling me to do this." And I want to bring it to you that that was not your one heart or your other heart. Bazalwane, you've only got one heart. But that was actually God nudging you into a certain direction. So I want to ask you this question today. What has God been nudging you about? And I want you to, for a moment, pay attention to that. Because sometimes, you know, when you've wanted to go out and take a trip to somewhere and you feel this nudging or this warning inside of you telling you not to go, I want to bring to you that that feeling is God telling you not to go or to pause or to hold on for a moment. I want you to listen to that nudging, because that is one of the ways that God speaks, in nudgings and in warning.